Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Welcome to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser. That was a small selection of Kelly Clarkson's What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. And Kelly Clarkson is one of those musicians that just energizes all of us. And I know my guest today, Dr. David Tribus, also enjoys Kelly's music. But he has worked with lots of people that probably should have died with various health issues that they've endured. And Dr. Tribus is an alternative healthcare physician who has specialized in assisting people in regaining their health, and he basically brings people back to a full and exciting life with the ultimate house call. We're going to be talking about that and about how he empowers people to take charge of their health so that they can live happy and energized lives. Welcome, Dr. Tribus. How are you today?
I am amazing, Brenda. How are you? And you're right.
I am awesome. I love your energy, and I've known you sort of only peripherally. I know you've jumped off of buildings in Las Vegas and jumped out of airplanes, and you live life to the fullest. And I've just admired you for many years, and I know you've helped many of my friends and people I've respected. And so we're excited to have you on the program today to talk about your new practice here in St. Louis, and you've relocated up from Springfield, and we're really happy to have you in the St. Louis area.
Well, thank you very much, and, you know, it's exciting to be in St. Louis. You know, I went to school here originally, so coming back was kind of like, you know, coming back home again. So I got to meet up with some old friends, and I've been making lots of new friends and just helping as many people as we can. You know, as you know, I opened up two offices now, so I'm in Clayton and in Chesterfield, so we're able to broaden our range. But it's fun. It's exciting. And when we can show that to people, that they can actually get healthy, they can feel better, they can feel energized, and it's not that hard. It just takes a little bit of work on your part and get the body working again, and you're back to living the life you deserve.
There you go. And so you'd studied chiropractic at Logan, is that correct?
That's correct. I started at Logan, but then, as a twist of fate, I actually ended up moving to LA and finishing out there because my mentor, who actually got me started, moved there, and I had the opportunity to go to school and work in his office, so kind of like on-the-job training.
Awesome.
So I started here and finished out in LA.
And you have many specialties. I mean, you're sort of a jack of all trades. You are a licensed acupuncturist and applied, and I can't even say this word, kinesiologist?
Kinesiologist.
How do you say that word?
For short. Kinesiologist.
kinesiologist, and
there you go.
And you use a multitude of techniques with your patients, and I like that you address the mind, body, spirit. I mean, I was first exposed to mind, body, spirit after our car crash I had in 1996, and I started reading books by Dr. Andrew Weil. Is he someone that has influenced your practice?
Oh, gosh. Over the years, I've been doing this for so long, there's been so many influences, and I think, you know, when you look at all the things that I've done, I get humbled just looking at them, but it's because I've followed so many different great people through the years. You know, George Goodhart is the one who started applied kinesiology, and he was really my entrance point into chiropractic, so I didn't know anything else. But I knew that once the body was sick, if we could figure out where the problem was and correct it, then you could actually get the person back to health. And then it just progressed. You know, I started out in chiropractic, and then I got interested in acupuncture because I wanted to do more. And then I got into the emotional clearing work. Then I got into the energy work. And it just kind of, you know, over 30 years now, it's just been building and building so that I've built up a toolbox that allows me to work with people on many, many different fronts.
Wow. So, I mean, this is just amazing to me. I don't even know where to begin. So, you know, did you know at a young age you wanted to be a healer?
No. Absolutely not. And it's strange, you know, I actually am featured in Clayton Living magazine, and I told my whole story, so I'm not going to, like, get into great detail, but the long and short of it is I actually started out in mechanical engineering. I was actually doing drawing for, I was in Michigan, and I was doing drawing work for some of the car manufacturers while I was going to school. But what happened was one summer I decided I wanted to, you know, go to work for one of these businesses to get my foot in the door kind of a thing while I was going to school, but nobody wanted to hire anybody unless they had experience. And really frustrated me, and so I just, you know, like a young kid would do, he just said, okay, forget it, I'm not going to do this anymore. I went and took the summer off, started in landscaping, so I said, you know, hang out, work on my tan, started up from the, you know, the basic bottom mowing lawns, worked my way up to manager, but on that process, I actually became very sick. And in the landscape business, back then, we were using lots of chemicals that weren't healthy for the body. And so my body absorbed a lot of those chemicals and made me sick. Well, after going to, can't tell you how many different doctors, trying to find out what was wrong, you know, we came to the conclusion that there's really nothing, no disease process, but they couldn't figure out what it was. And the short story is I met a guy at the gym who said he could fix me and said he could, you know, show me a technique that we could actually get to the bottom of this. He said the good news was there's no disease, right? They've already proved there's no disease, so there's something else going on. So we went to his office, and he, in about a little over an hour, figured out that I was basically liver toxic from all the chemicals. So we had fertilizers, pesticides, insecticides, and I was breathing that stuff in on a regular basis, and it just basically wore my body out. My body couldn't detox the way it needed to anymore.
Wow. Still, that's so true. We live in such a toxic world, and we can't really minimize the toxins we might be exposed to in our food or in the air or in our water. We certainly can limit the toxins that we're exposed to in our personal skincare products, but do you think more people are waking up to this issue about the toxins that they're surrounded with in their home?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's you can't read anything, a link on the internet anymore without looking at some kind of pesticide or some type of insecticide or something bothering somebody. You know, we have a cleaner version of that. And that's why I like, and I think you know this website, Brenda, is EWG.org, or Environmental Workers Group. That is a organization that actually goes out there and takes these products and actually tests them to see how toxic they are to your body. So when you're either you're looking at food or you're looking at cosmetics or you're looking at suntan lotion, you know, people are amazed to see how toxic the suntan lotion is when they put it on their skin. But EWG will actually rate these for you and show you. So you can go to the website, plug in what your makeup is or your cosmetics are, and see how toxic they are for the body. So you're absorbing that through the skin.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is such a great website, and really want to encourage people to go there to sign up and receive email updates, action alerts, and health tips, because they are, you know, testifying before Congress, trying to get the toxic chemicals out of skincare. Europe and Canada have taken this action, but for some reason, the U.S. has been dragging its feet on, you know, making sure that our consumer products are safe for children and for families. I know Johnson & Johnson finally admitted that they have formaldehyde in their baby shampoo, and they said, yeah, we will take it out maybe by 2017, so what do we do until then? But you have women and men come into your offices, and they're very sick from a variety of things that they've been exposed to, and maybe they haven't the traditional medicine has failed them. So what are some of the types of issues you're seeing in your clients, some of the complaints, and how have toxins affected people's health?
Well, you know, the person that I tend to see is the person who's been everywhere else. For some reason, you know, that's kind of how my journey started, was, you know, the medical profession couldn't figure out what was wrong, and the alternative profession did. And so that actually has developed into the people I treat. You know, I help people from all over the world, you know, with that, with the program we'll talk about, the Ultimate House Call, just by identifying what's going on in their body. And one of the things that we have to look at is what's, you know, when they show up, they have symptoms. You know, you have back pain, you have neck pain, you have headaches. But what's really causing that is the key. And over the years, through all the different techniques, I've developed what I call my epic breakthrough, or the EPIC, which is the emotional component to the person's illness, the physical component, the thoughts or beliefs or the intellectual component, and the chemical component, what we eat, drink, and put on our skin. So when we can look at all that in a person's being, we can see, it's almost like the red flags will show up of what's actually causing the illness so that we can address it properly.
Wow. And so have these issues shown up in reproductive challenges and cancer and lupus and these different things, things that are fueled by inflammation?
I mean, that's just the beginning. And the key word there that you said was inflammation, because inflammation, as we know, leads to so many different disorders and so many different diseases. People don't even realize that, you know, what they're eating, drinking, breathing, and putting on themselves is causing a lot of the inflammation. But what it is, it's that inflammation over time that leads to, you know, a lot of the different disorders. So, you know, when I see somebody come in who might have fibromyalgia, that's going to be a little different than someone who's got an immune-compromised scenario like lupus or MS or any of the other immune disorders. Chronic headaches are big. A lot of times people, when they come to me, they'll have a certain complaint. Like, they'll come in with a list of what's going on in their world. Like, they have blood sugar problems. They have hypertension. They have diabetes. But they want to lose weight, right? They're not looking at what's causing the weight issues in the first place. So I have to show them that we have to address the blood sugar, the blood pressure, and get their system back into balance, and then it naturally sheds the weight. So it's just a variety of disorders. I had a gentleman that came in with a hemochromatosis last week. That is basically his inability to get rid of iron. He's got too much iron in his system. So we have to work on that iron metabolism pathway in order to get him functioning better.
Hmm. So, I mean, what are the limitations of traditional medicine? What are traditional doctors, by and large, missing, either through their training at med school or in their practices? What are they overlooking?
Well, you know, that's kind of a loaded question, but here's my perspective on what's happening in, you know, the traditional medicine realm. Point is, they're pushed into a healthcare system to where they don't get to spend but about 3 minutes with a patient. And in that 3 minutes, they cannot figure out what's going on. They can guess. They can shotgun at symptoms. You know, they can do their best, but it's very difficult in that amount of time to really figure it out. So I think that's their biggest handicap, is that direction. The next handicap would be just not being open to a lot of the newest research. You know, it's like I learned this 30 years ago, and that's all there is, where in the last, 30 years, as you know, there's been so much research in the natural field that blends over into traditional medicine. So just being open and, having the patient's best welfare in mind.
Wow. So you tell us about this ultimate house call. That's such a clever phrase to promote your new program, because house calls have such, that's such a historic phraseology. So tell us about the ultimate house call. What is it, and how can people tap into that?
Well, Brenda, it's funny because I started that program a little over 3 years ago, and there wasn't, it was a program that traditional medicine tried to embark upon probably about 6 years ago, and it never really worked out for them. But the whole idea behind it is people are so busy they can't even get out of their home. You know, they're taking care of kids, they're taking care of the household, taking care of their family, yet they have an illness themselves or they have a child who's sick, and they just can't seem to get to the doctor or don't have the time to wait in the doctor's office. You know, so they're looking for other options. And so when I put together the Ultimate House Call, it was just that. It was, let's set up a time where you can sit down for an hour and let's review your symptoms, let's go over what's causing this, and let's come up with a plan to get you doing, feeling better, but more importantly, getting your body healthier and stronger so you can maintain that level of health. So the Ultimate House Call was born, and it was just crazy how it took off that first year, because I was treating, people locally. But then they would have friends that were missionaries in Nicaragua. So I'm treating people in Nicaragua. I'm treating people in Australia. I'm treating people all over the world just by sitting down and looking at what's going on with them and developing a healthcare plan that they could move forward and move forward quickly so that, like I said, not only feel better, our goal is to get you to feel better quickly, but to get you to where you're healthy and you can maintain it.
Wow. So, I mean, it's like so many different things you have to address when a new person comes in. How long should they expect for their initial evaluation?
Well, the initial evaluation usually takes anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, just depending on the complexity of their case. That way we have them complete their paperwork prior to the session so that I can review it, if that's possible, or not, we'll review it in the beginning of the session. But once we get the initial paperwork down so I can see what is actually symptomatologically going wrong. What do you think is going wrong with you? What are your symptoms? Now let's see what's going on in the body. And then we can actually, we utilize a various array of tests, from neurological testing, orthopedic testing. We do the applied kinesiology, which is a muscle evaluation program. We do an acupuncture exam where we check the strength of the acupuncture system to see which systems are lacking in energy so we can bring that up. That's kind of like the core energy of your body. So then we'll look, going to be the best treatment. What is the primary area that we can focus on that if we made an effect with it today, it'll change how your body functions? And that's where the EPIC program was born, so we can actually identify what's going on. For instance, if somebody came in and they were having, we'll just say headaches, and they've been treating, they're taking supplements, they tried medication, and that would help but not really correct it. So after we got through with our examination, we find out that, 75% of the problem is emotional, but only 30% of it, 25% of it is based on their nutritional intake or things they're taking. They can only expect a 25% improvement. So we have to address the emotional aspect of their condition first, which, knocks out, we'll say, 75% of their issue, and then it's a lot easier to work on the rest. So breaking it down into that EPIC or EPIC formula really has helped me to fine-tune what I do to really get people feeling better faster and get them, seeing the difference quicker, but actually feeling the difference so that they know they're working towards getting healthy again.
Wow. So there's so many different things. And so, I know that we originally met through a company called Zango, where the mangosteen fruit, which has been turned into a supplement that can be consumed as a beverage, was introduced to both of us for various reasons. And I'd like to know how you were introduced to it, actually. I was actually introduced to it by a Tessa Greenspan for wires and screws that I have in my leg and inflammation I have in my leg, and it ultimately also helped my asthma. But how were you introduced to mangosteen juice? And I'd like to talk about other products, too, that you use in your practice. But let's start there. How did you first hear about Zango and about mangosteen juice?
Well, first off, you gotta love Tessa. Tessa's out there spreading the word and letting people know that there are natural things that you can do for your body. And, you know, Zango and mangosteen juice is one of those things. And it was brought to my attention back in 07 by Ron and Marlene Bryce. You know, Ron's no longer with us, but they came to my office with the product, and Ron was pretty persistent that he wanted me to try it. And I was really reluctant and didn't really want to try another one of the products. But we decided to try it on some of our toughest patients. And we did. And it literally changed and evolved how my practice moved on from there, just because we were able to simply, you know, just by drinking this juice, start to decrease the inflammation in the person's body, then make some lifestyle modifications, take away the things that are causing the inflammation, and then going ahead and decreasing even more the inflammation, we could get ahead of the game. So people's pain was going away, their headaches were going away. You said your asthma got better. You know, those kinds of things are very, we'll say, I don't want to say easy, but they're simple once you identify what's going on. And the juice was just a good way to get people started. It tastes good. You do it for your meals, and it allows your body to just start decreasing the inflammation. And, you know, as we know, you know, a lot of diseases now, I think it's over 78%, are caused by inflammation. So why wouldn't we address that first?
Wow. And so you used it with various people and saw some great results. Anything in particular come to mind that I know you helped Marlene Bryce quite a bit with some back mm-hmm. issues she had. Who else did you help? Or just in general, not their names, but types
right.
of issues. Fibromyalgia,
well,
I mean, arthritis.
So my first patient, this was the person Ron said, you know, let's find somebody that is your toughest patient and let's start them on it. So I had to think, who would I look at who is in my life or in my practice that I could start on the juice that would, you know, we get a good trial from them, but they would be a tough case at the same time because it wasn't going to work for them. I just didn't want to get involved. So I picked a lady who had lupus, she had fibromyalgia, she had Lyme. She was, at that time, she had high blood pressure. She was on 4 different medications. And I decided that this would be the ideal person. So I called up my kid's mom, because that's who it was, and said, I've got this product that you need to try. And she started on the product, and lo and behold, she was feeling better literally within the first week. Her blood pressure was going down. Everything was starting to function better. Her pain in the muscles from the fibro was improving. And I figured, well, if we can make this change in her body in a short time, you know, what could we do? And so from that point on, I just started, you know, anybody who was coming in that was having any type of inflammatory type condition, we would just start them right then on the juice as we were getting there, just figuring out what we needed to do for the rest of their system.
Mm. Wow. So, and then what are some other things that, you know, in terms of Zango, other products, I know they have a lot of wonderful nutritional products and vitamins and omega-3s. And, you know, I never had heard about GABA before I was with Zango and how GABA helps the amino acids and things. And I sleep like a rock when I'm on GABA. Can you talk a little bit about GABA as one of the things people should maybe research and read up on?
Yeah, GABA or gamma-butyric amino acid is basically a dimmer switch for the body. It turns your system down. It allows your body to relax. So what we end up doing with GABA is we're using that for somebody who's running all the time. They're very busy like yourself, and they, you know, they go to bed at night and they just sit there thinking about all the things they have to get done. We actually have a test that we can test all the neurotransmitters of the body, but when GABA shows up, we know that, okay, this person's not sleeping, they're not healing. You know, the thing that people don't realize is when you don't sleep, your body doesn't go through its natural detoxification and you don't get the healing that is necessary. And when they take sleep medication, what ends up happening is they're knocked out, but that also drugs how their body works, so they don't get the natural detoxification pathways working either. So GABA is a great product for sleeping. You know, a lot of people are going through depression and feeling, you know, down and, you know, sad all the time. You know, we have to look at serotonin levels. You know, serotonin levels are the happy hormones. They're the ones that are neurotransmitters. They're the ones that help you feel better when you're feeling sad. And there's other components that obviously, you know, vitamin D3 we've learned over the last few years is just tremendous in how it affects the immune system. I recommend everybody, if you haven't had your vitamin D3 tested, you go have it tested. And if your doctor argues, argue back, because it's that important to know what your D3 level is for the upcoming cold and flu season. If you can get your vitamin D3 levels up now, chances of you getting a cold or flu are slim to none. So, I mean, I haven't been sick in well over 8 years, and I keep my vitamin D levels at an upper level, and I'm dealing with people who have the flu and they are sick all the time. So I'm a firm believer in getting your vitamin D3 levels checked and get your levels optimized.
And so what does that mean to get your vitamin D level checked? It's a blood test and look at your blood? Okay.
Yeah, it's a blood test. It's a simple blood test. It's very inexpensive. Most labs anymore are doing them for right around, I think it's like $65, $68. It's a cheap test to really keep your body functioning. And they're finding how vitamin D3 really is more of an immune stimulator. So it actually works, or modulator actually, because it's going to help your system, if your immune system's low, to bring it up. But if it's overactive, it can actually modulate it down. So the idea is the vitamin D3 is so important on helping everybody else in the body, so to speak, all its neighbors, the thyroid, the adrenals, the liver, the pancreas, the spleen. Your vitamin D3 levels become optimized, everybody functions better, so your body just functions better.
Wow. Now, do you recommend it as a supplement, or do you recommend getting it through food, or what are some good sources of vitamin D?
Well, we know D3, the best source is the sun, but we also know that with sun and pollution and how much we can actually stay out in the sun and keep our skin protected, it's not a real good source. So typically capsules are the best. You can get, depending on your levels, will determine, you know, how much we might use. The national average at this point with the latest research is, you know, if you look at your supplement bottles, usually about 800 IUs in the bottle. Well, now we know that the average adult whose levels are normal needs about 2,000 IUs a day just to maintain. So typically the person who comes in to see me, their levels are going to be low. They don't even realize it. You know, we want to see your levels upwards of around 50 to 75 when you have it tested, and most people are coming in to me with the 20s and 25. So we're going to put them on 5,000 to 10,000 IUs a day for, you know, a period of 60 to 90 days, depending on how low they were, to get them up quickly. So I don't want to say an epidemic, but it is huge that we see so many people with a D3 deficiency and all the things we know that it causes now. It's a simple, inexpensive way to really protect yourself, not only against the cold and flu, but against all other kinds of disorders.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, and also other blood tests. I know there was a lot of talk in the circles I move in about the CRP blood test, that the C-reactive protein can measure inflammation in your body and can almost, you know, predict a heart attack, and that TV anchor, Tim Russett, that died from a heart attack a few years ago, that if he had measured his CRP, they may have been able to tell that he was in a danger zone. Can you talk about CRP, and do you recommend to your patients to get the CRP test done?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of our ways to find out what your, how much inflammation is going on in your body. I mean, we can look at some white blood cells and see how they're reacting. But a CRP is another one of those simple tests that aren't that expensive that you can actually see, you know, how much inflammation is happening in your body. Now, I have people who come in who have a lot of pain, they're very thin, and they don't think it's inflammation. They think they just overworked the muscle. We do their markers, and they come back with a 12 or a 15, and we want it down as low as we can get it. And they're just shocked that that's what's, you know, causing this. And once we get the inflammation down, their whole life starts to turn around. So CRP, like the D3, that's just another one of those tests that you want to do to really get an idea of what's going on in the body. I mean, those are just a couple of the tests that we do. You know, a lot of people go in and they have a routine blood test done, and it doesn't give, it gives a baseline information, but it doesn't give enough information. Like, you can go in and have a basic panel done and have your thyroid tested, and they'll come back with testing just what's called a TSH, or thyroid stimulating hormone. Well, that doesn't give us enough information about what's going on with somebody's thyroid, so we recommend a thyroid panel so we can actually test the TSH, the T3, the T4, the T3 uptake, the antibodies. So there's lots of things that we want to use, and I know all those terms can get confusing to people, but what I tell them is that we're looking at what's going on in the body, so we want to get as much information as we can. And so when you're looking at, I just had a patient call me the other day, you know, I'm getting ready to do my yearly physical, what are the labs that are the must-have labs? And, you know, the CRP, the vitamin D3, the thyroid panel, the comprehensive panel, those are the things we want to know, because those are the big things that if we can take care of the, you know, the old story about dealing with the big rocks in your life and the little rocks in your life, you know, if we take care of the big rocks, we take care of the majority of the problem.
Right. Wow. And I think you touched on something about an annual physical. I mean, what are the percentages of people that do an annual physical? I mean, I know people in the military or pilots or various professions require it, but seems to me a lot of people are not getting into a health practitioner on a regular basis. I mean, what do you see? I mean, how can we convince people how important it is to get their annual physical?
Well, the key is you're looking either at treating a disease or you're looking at prevention. So typically the people that we see originally that come into our office, they already have symptoms. So, you know, they have a complaint. That's what brought them in. So that's where we start with, okay, this is what we need to see to know what's going on with your body. Versus the other person, like I've got a couple of people right now who are marathon runners, and we just did a full panel just to see, you know, they're putting a lot of stress on their body. We want to check and see what their adrenal function is, what their thyroid function is. So we want to be able to, you know, that's our window into the body at this time. You know, it's not time yet where we can wave the little machine over and see what's going on. Although I did hear that they're actually coming up with some apps for the iPhone that are going to be similar to that. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out in the next couple of years. But the idea is the average person who's out there, most people, when you ask them, are they healthy, they'll say yes. And if you say, give me on a scale from 0, which means dead, and 10 means ultimately healthy, where are you at? They're going to study usually somewhere around a 5 or a 6. Well, if that's the case, why aren't you a 10? And if you're not a 10, what can we do to get you to a 10? And that's where these labs come in. Now, when you go to a traditional medical doctor, they're looking at your labs to see if there's any disease. Well, that's good, but if there's no disease, what are we looking for then? And so what I tell people is, you know, they've already had labs done, bring them in, because I want to look at them from a nutritional standpoint also. We can look and see if there's disease, but let's look from a nutritional standpoint and see what's happening inside the body so that we can, people don't realize that when you take a multivitamin, the vitamins and minerals all have a job to do. Every muscle, every organ, every gland uses very specific nutrition, very specific vitamins, very specific minerals, and different nutrients to actually help that organ function. Yet we'll throw a couple you know, multivitamins in our mouth, swallow them down, and go upon our day hoping they work, but never really know. You know, that's the other thing you ask people is, you know, if you're taking supplements, can you tell that they're working? And most people will say, well, no, and that's why I quit taking them. And the idea is that you're just shotgunning it. You're not really looking at what could be making you healthier, giving you more energy so that you can get through your day and enjoy it and sleep like a rock and, you know, get up refreshed first thing in the morning, ready to go again.
I love the Dr. Weil quote that when he said pain is not normal, and I think people get used to some level of pain in their body, or they just rely on pain medicine and self-medicate with drugs or alcohol or something. But, you know, I just, that was a wake-up call to me when, and I've told other people that if they have any type of discomfort, they don't have to live with that. They can start exploring some other approaches, and seeing someone like you who can address it on a core level and start, you know, seeing where there are things that can be addressed through, you know, through some of the techniques you use. So do you work with other practitioners to do some of the emotional clearing or the, you know, the emotional healing that that you, you know, also recommend in addition to the physical, addressing the physical issues?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I do a lot of the emotional clearing myself. I'm certified in emotional clearing work. So that's one of the things I do when I look at that E part of the EPIC program. But I work with an organization in St. Louis called SLIM, which is S-L-I-I-M, which is St. Louis Institute of Integrative Medicine, where it's all different types of doctors, MDs, DOs, DCs, PhDs, everybody working towards getting people healthier. And so within that group of people, we can refer amongst ourselves or whoever else, you know, whoever is necessary for this person to attain that next level of health that they're searching for. You know, you mentioned pain, and what I tell people is pain is a signal. That's all it is. If you have a chronic pain, you're having a chronic signal. And if you're driving your car and that red light comes on and says engine, you know, you don't just spray paint it black and keep driving. You stop and check it out. Well, the same thing's happening with our body. Pain is going on in our body, and we just, you know, take a pill to hide it. We put ice on it to help it. We, you know, do whatever we can, but we ignore it. We just kind of push on through our day until it takes us out, meaning we can't go to work. We can't do our job. We can't do our sports. Pain in the beginning. And even before that, that little twitch that happens in the muscle that's there every day for 2 weeks before the pain starts, that's the signal from the nervous system that there's something going on there. So there's, you know, our body is so wonderful in how it tells us what's happening. And when, you know, you understand that during the day, the Chinese have developed what's called the 24-hour clock, and we know that different organs are functioning at their highest level at different times during the day. For instance, the liver is from 1 to 3 a.m. Talk to a lot of women who are having any kind of menstrual-type problems or going through menopause, they're going to wake up at 2 o'clock. So that's a signal that the liver's struggling during that time. So there's information that the body's given us on a daily basis that we just ignore. And in my profession, I mean, it's so fascinating. People come in and they'll start telling you stories, and I say, well, I want to know the weird stuff. I want to know that your big toe wakes you up at 2 a.m. throbbing. I want to know that you're walking down the street and your left leg just feels like a noodle and your right leg feels fine. I want to hear those things that you don't want to tell anybody else, because those are the things that tell you what's happening in your body on a regular basis that we're typically ignoring or we're taking a pill to try to get rid of.
Wow. Well, that is so true, and people are almost embarrassed about maybe they have psoriasis or maybe they have something that's not attractive and they don't want to tell anyone. That's a good point. I want to welcome to the program. I see that we have a caller, and I think it's Tessa Greenspan, so I want to welcome Tessa to Alive to Thrive. How are you today, Tessa? Welcome, Tessa. Can you hear us? She probably has the line muted because she was listening.
Yes, I was muted. Yes, I can hear you. And
okay,
this is
great.
So exciting. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Tribus. He is absolutely one of the smartest, most well-informed, and so effective that it's really great. And I commend you for finding the very best to interview. It's just great, and everyone needs to hear this because he has so much great information. So that's really what my question was, is not my question, but my comment was, is that he's just absolutely fantastic. And anyway, I think Dr. Tribus is outstanding, and everyone needs to go. It's the prevention beforehand. This resonates with me. It's do something about your health before you get sick. Makes sense.
Well, and you're someone, Tessa, that has just been the model and the face of healthy living, and it shows beauty, health looks good. Health looks good on you, Tessa. And, I mean, what are some of the things that you've learned from Dr. Tribus, you know, over the years?
Well, one of the things, one, is that he is so wonderful about alternatives and actually about the anti-inflammatory. That's fantastic. And he's smart, and most smart people are going to look at others. But one of the things is the emotion, and many doctors do not do that, but the emotions are a major part of, if you don't fix that, it's sort of like the four pillars of health. If you don't fix the emotions or do different things to really get clearer in so many ways, but he has methods, that's very impressive to me. But it's really a whole body, and it's prevention rather than treating the sick. I mean, he treats the sick very well and gets them well, but it's a whole body. It's the emotions, too, that, to me, is very impressive.
And
Dr.
Tessa,
Tribus,
I know
talk
you know
about
that
prevention. Give us some tips where people can start today with making some small changes in their daily life. Thanks, Tessa. That was awesome.
Absolutely. Let me say one thing about emotions, though. This is the one thing that most of my patients look at me and they're just shocked to hear. But every emotion we have in Chinese medicine relates to an organ system. So when we look at the different organ systems, like the kidneys and bladder, they relate to fear. And the liver and gallbladder relate to anger and resentment. The stomach leads to low self-esteem and worry. Large intestine, grief. Lungs, grief. And so what happens is when the organ is weak, the emotion can become high. But if we have an emotional issue that shows up, we have a death in the family and there's strong grief, that can weaken our lungs and our large intestine and create physical illnesses at the same time. So I think that's one of the things that I stress to people anymore is that, you know, if you were to take inventory, you know, over this pick a day, or even over a week, give me the top five emotions that you're feeling on a regular basis, and we can pinpoint what your problems are going to be in the next 3 to 5 years if you don't do something about them, because the emotions will drag down the physical, and the physical will become sick.
Wow.
Thanks. That was Tessa. Great to hear your voice.
I've never heard that said so specifically about the emotions and the various body parts. That's incredible. And so some daily tips for improving our emotions that if we don't get our emotions and our belief systems in check, that will lead to physical illness and discomfort. What are some daily tips, Dr. Tribus, that you can recommend?
Okay, so if we're looking at, you know, our emotional body, one of the best things, you know, people, when we're talking about emotions, people think about anger, they think about grief, they think about sadness typically. So the first thing you want to do is you want to move. Emotion is like energy in motion. The more you can get out and just walk in nature, the better off you're going to be. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, it just makes a huge difference on your body. And I won't get into all the specifics of, you know, the electromagnetic energy of the sun and how it affects the body. But the movement alone helps to regenerate the tissue, helps to stimulate the lymphatic system and get things moving. Drinking water, you know, we've always hear that, but, you know, most people don't realize that our bodies, 3/4 of our body is made up of water, and if you're not replenishing that water, the water that's in your body has become stagnant. So we look at keeping the water fresh, so we're getting half our body weight in ounces of water, and we keep moving, and then that helps to move that water around in our system. So that's going to help the physical component. One of the things that I like to do with patients as far as emotions go is to create a gratitude journal. Have you heard of those, Brenda?
Of course, yes. I always recommend to my clients and people that I talk to about keeping a gratitude journal.
Right, and that's, you know, it's as simple as I tell people, just keep a journal, a little notebook next to your bed, and every evening I want 5 things that you're grateful for the day. Like, what were the 5 things that stood out for you today that you were really grateful for? And a lot of people, when they're in grief or, you know, they're in pain, they have to really dig deep and really search for what those 5 things are in the beginning. But what I tell people is, if you'll commit to this, it doesn't cost you anything but the pen and the paper, right? If you'll sit down and you'll make 5 things you're grateful for today, and then you do it again tomorrow, and you do it every day, you just commit to writing down those 5 things, watch what happens in your life. Because all the negative emotions that you have are usually there for a reason. Right? We talked about how they relate to organ systems. So if we get out and move and drink your water, you're going to help the organ system start to flush and cleanse. But if we can change our thoughts around how we're feeling, we can make a major improvement in our emotional health. So the gratitude journal, how it really works is you sit down at the end of the day and you write down those 5 things you're grateful for. What happens the next day? You are looking, you're like, oh, wow, that was hard. I couldn't think of those 5 things. I want to go to sleep. So tomorrow, you're searching for those 5 things all day long that you're grateful for. So when you go to bed, it's a lot easier to write them down. And then the next day, you're doing the same thing. It's like, okay, I got 5 more things. You have your 5 things before you even lay down to write them down. Mm-hmm. What has happened now? You have started to shift how you look at the world, even while you're processing your grief or you're dealing with your pain. You're actually able to shift how you look at what's happening in your life just by changing that one little thought.
Mm-hmm.
So the gratitude journal is huge. It's easy. It's inexpensive. But the effects that it makes on the body, you know, we could do a whole show just on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know people that have actually canceled some of their chemotherapy sessions because they started listening to music and keeping a gratitude journal and watching their thoughts and changing how they think, and they got better. I know people directly that has happened. And Oprah often talks about, you know, keeping a gratitude journal, and it's true. What you focus on expands. We know that through Law of Attraction and lots of wonderful books that have been written on that subject. So what are some books you're reading now? And anything you want to recommend before we wrap up the program?
The books that I'm reading now are probably more technical than we want to pass around.
Okay.
Let's see, what would be some good books? I like to get into physiology of how disease functions so that I can get to the root of what's happening in their system. But, you know, we're talking about changing how your body functions on a daily basis, you know, how your emotions are. There's a book by Panache Desai. Are you familiar with Discovering Your Soul Signature?
No.
It is it's called a 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. So it's a real simple read because basically you're reading about one particular emotion per day, and you're going to have homework just for that. So, for instance, when you start off with, I'm just going to go to the day one, you deal with fear. And day two is sadness. Day three is anger. And when you look at it, he talks a little bit about the fear, but he gives you an exercise to do for that day to start eradicating fear from your life. So this is a book that I like patients to read just so that they can become aware of how emotions are affecting their body and affecting their health. So that would be probably one of the best books I can recommend as far as really taking the person who doesn't know a lot about alternative medicine and then walking him through a process into a, you know, a deeper process like working on emotion.
I love it. And I do want to give that website out because he has the 33-day reminders on his website, 33daypath.com. And it's just the number 33daypath.com. You can actually see a short video of Panache Desai. I'll have to look him up and see if we can get him on Alive to Thrive. He would be the type of guest I'd love to interview. You can also get
Absolutely.
A daily email reminder and, you know, ask your friends to join you on this journey and get a little group of people together that, you know, are doing this together. And then you can talk about how, you know, these daily topics are affecting your life. I love this. That was really a highlight of this interview, Dr. Tribus. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know you do a lot of teaching online through webinars and also in person. Do you have any events coming up this fall that you want to mention, either online or in person, that people should be aware of?
You know, at this time, we're actually putting together, I'm actually working on a big program starting in January. I'm bringing together basically what I'll call your health wheel, but your life, and I'm putting together a coaching program. So I put a lot of energy into that, but I'm getting ready to put together some more webinars and talking about just the basics. You know, people want to learn about essential oils. They want to learn about, you know, different breathing techniques and the benefits. So we're going to take them through that. So the best thing they could probably do is just go to the website and get on our mailing list, and then we can promote it through there. Or I'd be happy to be on the show another time and we can discuss those things. But at the moment,
okay,
I don't have anything on the calendar for a seminar.
Well, I do want to give everyone your website. It's David Tribus, TRYBUS.com. You can sign up for his free e-newsletter. He will have webinars posted there. He has a blog. He has a lot of information there, his bio, of course. You can request a session, and you can follow him on social media. All the social media links are there, including YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and so forth. So please contact him for an initial visit to, you know, check out your total health, because you may think you're healthy, but maybe you have something going on at the cellular level that you don't know about, or maybe you know you're not healthy and traditional doctors are not addressing your issues. But he can help you clear your blocks. He can help you manifest a vision. I mean, beyond your physical health, the emotional health, as we were talking about, is so, so important. And I just want to thank you so much for being part of my journey. And I look forward to learning more about your offices and coming down to visit one of your two offices in the St. Louis region. And I'm sure you're available for public speaking. So if people want to reach you, is the best way through email or is it through your website?
They can do either or. They can, you know, my email address to actually reach me for events would be drtribus, T-R-Y-B-U-S, @gmail.com. And if you have a speaking event you'd like me to, you know, someplace you'd like me to come speak, I'd be happy to do it. We talk on many different topics. We always make them exciting. We want to bring out the things people haven't heard before. There's a lot of people out here, you know, promoting health, which is a great thing. So I always focus my talks around things you haven't heard so that you can take away at least one nugget that will improve your life for the rest of your life.
Awesome. And I know that Tessa puts out a daily quote every day, and she sends out a lot of positive love into the world through social media. And I just wanted to ask Tessa if she had any closing quotes of a thought for the day that she's been sharing today on this beautiful Friday as we wrap up the month of August.
Well, first of all, I really appreciated this call, and I'd like everybody to be able to hear it, Brenda. But I also have a book to recommend, and I think Dr. Tribus would really like it. It's called Build the Strength Within by
mm-hmm.
Dr. Deb Carlin. And it really is, it's also a workbook that we all need to claim our own power and build our strength within, which helps us to be healthy in every way.
Awesome.
So thank you, Dr. Tribus. You're absolutely wonderful. And everybody needs to be beating down the door to get to you.
That's a great testimonial.
Hearing your voice.
Thank you.
There's a lot of great testimonials out there for him, and share this interview. This interview will be archived as soon as we close the program. You can share the link and recommend people like facebook.com/AliveToThrive, where we post the links for this weekly program. Tune in next month as we cover lots of new exciting topics. We'll have some authors talking about adoption. We will be talking more about the Fashion Week coming up at the St. Louis Airport, Lambert Airport, on September 23, 24, 25. That is sponsored by Streetscape Magazine, and Butterfly and Moon is proud to be one of the vendors participating. All three nights benefit three different charities, and there'll be fashion and a runway and lots of great things happening. We do have tickets at the shop, Butterfly and Moon, 814 South Main Street in historic St. Charles. Stop by and see us soon. We're open 6 days a week. Thanks again, Dr. Tribus. You have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and look forward.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that last sentence? You got cut out by accident.
I was just saying thanks for having me on the show, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks. Take care. We'll wrap up.
Take care.